Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Prior to the official beginning of the council meeting, each week I ask a question of the audience and the folks who watch on television. And the question is, how are the children? And the reason we ask that, we know that when communities take care of their children, the community is better. And each week we have someone come in and talk to us about issues that are important to them, and they all happen to be children or young people. And this morning we have Madeline Monlux. She's in the second grade at Glencoe Elementary, and she was recently crowned National Miss, American Miss of Portland in August for her age group. And so over the last several months, she has volunteered cleaning Oregon beaches. She took part in a community cleanup and helped out at the Ronald McDonald House. And Madeline realizes the importance of helping others and giving back to the community that's been so good to her. Madeline, could you please come forward? This is Madeline and Dad. Thank you for being here. And so if you want to tell us what you'd like us to know, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Madeline Monlux. I'm Miss Portland for the Princess Division of National American Miss. I'm 7 years old, and I'm in the second grade at Glencoe Elementary School. One thing that makes my school so special is all the parent volunteers. They help out in the classrooms and also to raise money for art, music class, and even our librarian, Emma. Throughout the National American Miss pageant, I myself have learned the value of volunteering. I chose to get involved with beach cleanups because the beaches are my favorite part of Oregon. I cleaned up at Newport, Seaside, and Cape Mears. I also was involved with a community cleanup for the city of Tigard. I pulled weeds, raked leaves, and picked up garbage. I love Portland because it's clean and the people are nice. Thank you, Mayor Potter and City Council, for letting me speak to you today. I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to being a good ambassador of Portland.
Madeline, are you sure you're only 7? You sound like a much older girl than just 7. You did very, very well.
Thanks.
So could you introduce us to your family?
He is my dad, yeah. And my brother is over there. And
what's your brother's name?
Bailey.
Bailey. And where'd Mom go? There she is.
She's over there.
Well, you know, I want to tell you how proud I am that you would do those kind of things like going to the beach cleanups. That's so important. And Oregon really leads the nation in those kind of efforts through the Solve program, which I'm sure you were part of for that particular cleanup. But as you get to be older, make sure you stay involved and be a good citizen.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's give this young lady a hand. You're going to go places, Madeline. Thank you for coming in, folks. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call a roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here.
We'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the communication.
Item 380, request of Thomas Edward Mullen to address Council regarding getting help for all kids in Oregon.
Read the name again.
Mr. Mullen.
Morning.
Morning.
Yes, my name is Thomas Edward Mullen, and I'm here to...
Could you please take a seat, sir?
Yes.
You have 3 minutes, Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yes, I'm here to to try to help the children here with Oprah's big give here to help the children and to shine some light on paying it forward. As you see, I wear a cross here. I am a child of God, and my first opportunity, duty to my father is to explain why I am a child of God. It is to tell you that the 2,000 years is up for mankind to do as they agreed to do to come here to serve God. And so at that point here, we'll move on to the agenda here as the paying it forward. As I've paid it forward for over the last 14 years, I got injured into a car accident where I was forced to go on Social Security and everything. And I went always far to the Supreme Court to get them to look into this matter. And as our President Bush said, that we spend over $260 billion a year for fraudulent insurance fraud. And as I indicated in my letter to the Supreme Court, that this is not a fraudulent case, and I want them to look into it. And this is where the school come in. When you went to Jefferson High School, you exposed the youth have a right to a youth bill. And within this bill, it said that they have a right to create any kind of business or any kind of organization that can main in income to help them, you know, support their schools or whatever. And so this is for, I would like for them to get involved with it, because this will show the United States where we can save money. And by fixing this problem that we do have, it's an ongoing problem within the United States. And like President Obama did say, it is time for us to cover, you know, our racial forgiveness and stuff and to move on in life. But we cannot forget how the society or the system takes away our living. And we move on to Pope Benedict. He went as far to say that it's a social a sin that they're doing, as way that the people are putting people in jail and taking their money just across in the name of God, and then saying that it's drunk driving and got, you know, mothers up there, mad mamas, and them pushing this stuff through and literally putting people in jail for nothing because they have a good topic. And like we said, for the Hispanic people that's pushing for their driving license and thing, and I don't believe they know what they're really pushing for, because we have been genocided as a black race here, and I'm speaking as a black man, and I know I have been genocided by my driving license. So I hope they really know what they're asking for. So because this can be a good tool if it's used in the right way, and it can be an awful bad tool if it's used in the wrong way, and in which it has been in the state of Oregon. I can only speak for Oregon because this is the only one I've been in. But as prior knowledge in the TV indicates that it's also a United States wide too that's used racially and slanderedly against all races when they need it to justify their reasons or to get you out of sight or out of the political ring, and which they did. And because my world was good enough where I could have went political, but as me being a Christian, I don't have nothing to do with government or whatever, but I must live here. As my father, when he came in, he was a carpenter, so I must live here. And I went as far as to register my name as a spiritual saver, and I've registered 7 other businesses, but since I got injured with no income, I'm unable. And the state of Oregon wrote me back saying that they cannot register these business because I don't have a place to register the business. I don't have even a place to stay.
Mr. Mullen, your time is up.
I got 53 seconds left, sir.
You got 55 seconds over.
Oh,
going the other direction.
Okay, going the other way. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I thought I had my, but also, and indicating, put this into a record, I would like to order a copy of your recording also.
Please give your report to the council clerk there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That was the only communication, correct?
Correct.
Okay. We'll move the consent agenda. Do any commissioners wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Does anybody from this audience wish to pull any item from the consent agenda? Please call the roll.
Adams?
Here. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Seltzman?
Aye.
Stan?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Kind of.
There are no time certains. We'll be moving to the regular agenda. Please read item 395.
Authorized contract with McBride Architecture PC for $167,000 for architectural and engineering services to restore exterior envelope of the Portland building.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, commissioners. My name is Stephen Keller. I'm with the Office of Finance and Management. I'm the project manager for this project. The contract before you is for consideration of a professional services of McBride Architects for $167,000. This contract is to restore the provide design services to restore the envelope of the Portland building. The selection committee for the McBride was conducted by a diverse group of building experts, and the Portland building is nearing its 30th anniversary, and it's beginning to reveal some water damage to the exterior systems of the building. So this contract will seek to remedy some of those issues, or all of them. The contract will achieve a few simple goals, provide a comprehensive envelope assessment of the building, develop a prioritized work plan to be implemented over 5 years, and to include design services for the initial phase of work. So those would be high priority issues. And then lastly, it'll generate a long-term routine maintenance plan for the building.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor, if I may say one thing, I know I'd just like to wish Eric Sten the best of luck in his future endeavors. Having worked in affordable housing for several years before I came to the city, I have seen the direct benefit to families and individuals of your long-term efforts, and I know your work is really appreciated among the community. So thank you.
Okay. Very nice of you to say.
Thank you.
Please read item 396.
Authorize a contract with New Horizons Communications, Inc. for construction of the Council Crest Park Tower Replacement Design Build Project.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, members of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases. And before you is a request to give us authorization to proceed with awarding a contract to New Horizon Communications for the Council Crest Park Tower Replacement Project. And you may recall back in October we were before you with an ordinance that gave us permission to do an alternative construction contract of which we were pursuing the design build process. We did a formal solicitation through the request for proposal process. We received three proposals. We had a diverse evaluation committee convene, and New Horizon Communications was selected through that process. During the process, we have identified a little bit over $1.3 million in subcontracting opportunities, of which 25.3% of that is expected to be awarded to minority women and emerging small businesses. And we are working with them to even achieve a higher goal of 35%. So I think we're well on track for meeting that. And just also, they are currently in full compliance with our equal benefit programs. And we have representatives here from Bureau of Technology Services and also the contractor, New Horizons, if there are any questions.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you, folks.
No, go ahead. This will take 1 year to do, roughly?
Roughly 1 year. The finish of the work is slated for June of next year. However, the majority of that is just cleanup toward the end of it. The bulk of it will be finished before the winter.
And is it being built next to the existing tower, and then the existing tower is taken down? Is that?
I'm sorry. My name's Mark Gray. I'm the Manager of Infrastructure and Engineering for Bureau of Technology Services. And yes, the tower is going to be constructed on site next to the existing tower, and we'll move the radiating equipment over to the new tower and then disassemble the old tower.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Thank you.
This is a report. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Please call
the
vote.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 397.
Authorize the Portland Office of Transportation to enter into a contract with Max J. Cooney Construction, owner of the old Soviet Island Bridge, to acquire and relocate the Soviet Island Bridge center span to Northwest Flanders Street over I-405.
Mr. Adams?
With the council's permission, I'd like to hold this over a week so we can complete some additional analytical work with the Office of Management and Finance.
Hearing no objection. Please read item 398.
Vacate a portion of Southeast Washington Street east of Southeast 30th Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
So second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 399.
Amend property maintenance regulations to reflect changes in application and policy, repeal outdated provisions, and add new provisions to address chronic offenders.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten? Potter?
Aye. Please read item 400.
Amend lease agreement with Verizon Wireless LLC for continued use of Portland Parks and Recreation property above the Vista Ridge Tunnel for wireless communication purposes.
Commissioner Saltzman?
Thank you, Mayor. This is a bookkeeping item to update the city's lease with Verizon on Portland Parks property at the top of the Vista Ridge Tunnel. Among other bookkeeping items, the amount Verizon pays us will be going up from about $1,600 a month to almost $3,000 a month.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Would anybody sign up to testify on this matter? Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's an emergency, call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Sten.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 401.
Assign management responsibility for the Housing Investment Fund to the Bureau of Housing and Community Development and update the policies for use and administration of the fund.
Mr. Sten.
Mayor, this is kind of a, I guess, a housekeeping day around here. This is a little bit bigger one. Quite a while ago, the council started the Housing Investment Fund, which is our most flexible tool because it's general fund for investing in housing. And just because nobody ever addressed this, when the Housing Investment Fund gets paid back, which does happen, the money doesn't go through the normal budget process. And this will actually, and this is a recommendation that BHCD has worked with OMF and PDC. It's been some money the PDC's had more flexibility with. It will probably, in all likelihood, still get budgeted back to them. But I think starting in next year's budget process would instruct OMF to run it through the normal process like New Housing Investment Fund would run or any other housing funds. There's also a second piece of this, which is OMF actually manages the Housing Investment Fund itself and believes that it should not, that BHCD should manage it. And so it's kind of they basically manage it, give it back to BHCD who spends it. So both of those arrangements, I think, were not well thought out when the Housing Investment Fund was started way back when. And for any real history buffs of housing, the actual arrangement with PDC goes back to something called the Living Cities Housing Council. That Mayor Katz started, and Sam's remembering this, and the reason it was run that way was not because it was just completely arbitrary, but yeah, but there was this Living City Housing Council. With that long gone, this would kind of normalize all the budgeting.
Questions?
Probably more information than you want.
Questions? Was anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Next item, I need a motion to suspend the rules and hear a 4/5 item. Please call. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll make the motion.
Oh, okay.
Suspend the rules.
Do I hear a second?
You were really fast to do that.
Second.
Second.
Call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 401-1.
Approve of 9 additional limited tax abatements for single-family new construction from January 1, 2007 to December 31, 2007.
EDC.
Do you want to come up? Mayor, I brought this forward. It appears that the Development Commission omitted 9 properties that were supposed to be on the tax abatement list that we voted on last week. So this will fix that.
Yeah, that was essentially it. Last week you approved 546 applications for this program. There was 9. There was some oversight that 9 weren't on the list. And what this does is include those 9 in the materials that we'll be submitting to Multnomah County, which is due on April 1st, which is why we needed to do 4/5 agenda today.
Okay. Any questions from the commissioners? Anyone sign up to testify in this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. Is anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a resolution. Call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We're recessed until 2 p.m.
Thank you.
One of my personal best.
I'll tell you one more thing. They like my idea way better than the last 2 meetings. I would have seen a good bet.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Good. How are you? His latest idea is in the basement of this building. And his latest idea is, hi, are you taking pictures of me? Or both, or Randy?
Actually, Eric.
Oh, Randy. Right.
And he left real fast.
You guys don't count.
That's not right. Randy's going to insist that your job be hired and fired by the city council. Is that okay?
Actually, more specifically, Commissioner number 4.
Commissioner number 4.
Whoever that is.
Who's Commissioner? Who's Commissioner? Oh,
that's me.
Ah, Commissioner
He's
number 4.
To double wide out,
so. That's a fancy double wide.
Yeah, I mean, they make them nice now.
Yeah, that'd make my life easier.
Yeah, it would. it really would. Honestly, yeah. That's actually very insightful.
Man, simplify the chain.
That's actually very insightful. You can just go up and say, look, I work at Manny's Foot, okay? Or is this going
to
be
hard to speak to you? On my head slightly, but I got to go talk to my boss, Randy. Came over though for a real reason.
You don't want to come down and talk about the post office.
What time is that at?